It's lower league, and I just want to focus this first one, and maybe the second one on the Championship, and the way the Championship picture's developing. It's what people are interested in, but also it's what I'm interested in, because I think it's a fascinating season at the top of the Championship. And one of the reasons why it's a fascinating season at the top of the Championship, and I am maybe extending top here just a tiny little bit, but it's that Oxford United sit in ninth. It's exceptionally difficult for clubs historically that come up from League One to settle themselves into the Championship. Ipswich Town are very much a rarity. Oxford have played played 4-1-2, lost 2. The two good wins as well. I've got George Dugdale to talk about it. First and foremost, George, is this sustainable? And what I mean by is this sustainable? Is it sustainable for Oxford just to get themselves into a pretty comfortable position in the middle of the Championship for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I'm just laughing at the fact that the show is the lower league, and this is, I promise you, this is as good as this has ever got for me as an Oxford fan. A wild fan, it's a very much higher league. My first game was in the second tier in 1998, I think it was. And this is the first season I've seen us back in that tier since then. So I can promise you this is very much upper echelons for me. But to answer your actual question, it's been a real eye-opener, because I think we got promoted a little bit ahead of time. We got a great start to last season, dipped massively, changed the manager. He had an awful start, and then he figured it out a bit. And we kind of, that form team that get promoted is great. It's an amazing story to be on. But where does it leave you when you go up? And
yeah,
God, is the Championship an eye-opener. To give us some context, first day, we beat Norwich, which was incredible, was brilliant. It was an amazing day. Probably the proudest I've been as an Oxford fan, because we just felt like a grown-up club all of a sudden. But Norwich fans before the game were saying, oh, this will be a really tough season for us. It's our first one without parachute payments. I was like, okay, what do you mean? So what have you not got? And they went, oh, we've been getting 45 million a season. I was like, that payment for once being a Premier League team is triple our wage budget. And that suddenly is what you're competing with, because you come from a very competitive League One into a team where everybody is playing a totally different ballgame to you. So the question as to whether it's sustainable, I've been really enthused by how competitive we've been in all of the games. The home games will be absolutely crucial. So I had a massive ring around Preston as a game that we need to win, because I'd imagine they'll be in the lower third of the table. I think we will end up in the lower third of the table. So we've got to land our blows when we get these teams at home. We beat Norwich first day, and it has to be said, I think Norwich were a bit of a mess on the day we played them. They had a player refused to play that morning because he wanted to get off. They hadn't fully finished the recruitment, which is one of the weird kind of August things you sometimes get. And we took advantage by playing pretty much the League One team.
Yeah. So
knew each other, knew exactly how they play. That was enough to get us over the line. And we're going to have to integrate all the new players we've brought in and kind of become a more Championship looking side. But he's run with the League One players early on. I think that's doing a really good job for him. But we went to Coventry second game, and honestly, first 10 minutes, it was like watching a different sport. It was, I appreciate, look, Coventry got to a FA Cup semi-final last year and should have got to a final. So they are a very good team, but the ball moved faster than I've seen it move for, like, we played Man City in the FA Cup, so I've seen that. But in a league fixture, the ball moved as I'm used to. They made the pitch so wide. Every time we thought we were in on the break, they had a right back who was twice as quick as anyone I've ever seen, and he'd just come and fix it. And I was like, this is unbelievable. And we lost that one 3-2 in the last minute from a bad back pass from one of our own players. So that was the most enthusing thing, actually. The two aways that we've lost by the odd goal, Coventry and Blackburn, that's the one that gives me a bit of hope that this is a competitive side.